405 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's about 90 degrees, depending where you are. Let me say, 85 and others. It's not bad. It's not bad. We might see some rain rolling through in a little bit. Quick reminder about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That's also available, you should know this, for In the Garage with Stan Andruski, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere. You can text it now, and I have promised Stan that I will copy it and send it to you. Oh, by the way, there's some sort of big dust-up on Facebook. I thought this was so funny. You know, I'm on Facebook a lot, and I share a lot of things on Facebook, and I have a couple of different pages, as you probably know. And one of them is The Jeff Katz Show. Well, guess what? It's all about the show, right? What we're talking about, the topics, political stuff, other stuff that's related, blah, 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 blah. And then there's the Jeff Katz page, which is me. Yeah, I put up a lot of photos, a lot of stuff for the kids, and then there's another page you don't know about it because you're not actually a blood relative, and I've got that one that does that sort of stuff. So anyway, I'm noodling around on Facebook this past weekend, and there's this big there's this big thing about how nepotism was responsible for Stan Andruski becoming the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, all right, you people are just wacky, but what the heck, I'll play along. And somebody was complaining about the, what was it, the garden show. You remember like 1,000 years ago we had the garden show? And a lot of reasons, but it went away. And this particular guy is convinced that I am responsible for the death of the garden show. And what do they say? It has Jeff Katz's fingerprints all over it. And all I could think of was, man, you have legitimately no idea how little power I have anywhere. Believe me what I tell you, I'm not changing programming. But anyway, if you're on Facebook, then take a look and jump in and have a little fun. Make sure you're following me on all the social media, by the way. Definitely need to do that. Over on X, Jeff Katz Show. A lot of stuff we talk about on this program then gets picked up because people are following it on X and other radio stations and other talk show hosts and writers and what have you see that something has happened on the Jeff Katz Show. And they go, oh, he's pretty solid and we like his stuff. And then they pick it up and they make it a national story. So make sure you're there first. Jeff Katz Show on X, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. So I'm invited to go on this amazing mission trip. That's how it's described, a mission trip to Israel. And it's a quick turnaround. It's a quick turnaround. I'm invited a couple of days ago. It's like, look, we got all your hotel stuff taken care of. We've got this taken care of. But we don't know what your passport number is. And you have to fill out the paperwork for the Israeli Ministry of, I think, Tourism and Immigration or something like that. And, you know, you got to find a way to send yourself there. The airfare is an extra. So I have this policy. If I don't have the money, I don't spend the money. It's just we've come to realize that the hard way through the years. And I'd love to tell you that it's always been my ideology. It's not. Just isn't. So I said, okay, well, I appreciate the offer, and let me see what I can do. So I have a conversation with Heidi, and Heidi's comments were so, they were passionate. Last Wednesday, I came home, and I said, hey, it's crazy. I got invited to go to Israel. And she said, oh, well, you need to go. I said, well, yeah, but it's in August. And she says, you need to go. I said, I know, but, you know, they're not paying for everything. And she paused for a second. That was not followed with, you need to go. She wanted to hear the details. I said, well, you know, they're taking care of the hotel. And the hotel apparently is, I mean, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, just the way it is. And they take care of this, take care of that. And it's, and I reminded her at this point, I said, I want you to understand something. This is not a vacation. She said, well, you're going to Israel. I love Israel. I said, I know you love Israel, but you love Israel where you're in Tel Aviv, you're sitting on the beach. You love the markets in Jerusalem where they take all of the, during the day, they're stands and they're very quiet and in some places. And then at night, man, it's just like one giant party zone. I said, yeah, that's not what we're doing. I said, what this is a legitimate, honest-to-goodness mission trip where we are on a mission. And we are going to be meeting with families who have had family members kidnapped, and they're now being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. We're going to be meeting with families who had family members slaughtered on October the 7th. We're going to the site of that music festival where about 1,000 innocent people who were advocating for peace were slaughtered by the very people they said they wanted to have peace with. So we're going to be having briefings and meetings with government officials, IDF officials. I said, we're not going to the bars, and we're not going to get to sit on the beach in Tel Aviv, and I got to figure out a way to pay for the airfare. And after all of that, Heidi's response was, you need to go. And so I said, okay, well, I got to take a look at the money. I tell you all the time, I'm not a numbers guy, but I know we've got college tuition, we've got Julia, we've got, you know, all the regular mishigas, as we might say, all the regular stuff. And so I think we figured it out. And then a number of people, I mentioned this on the air last week, and people said, hey, Jeff, why don't you go to Give, Send, Go? Give, Send, Go is like a good version of GoFundMe. Give, Send, Go, you may recall, we had the founders of Give, Send, Go on this program, Jerm. I think it predates you, actually. I think it's probably 2 or 3 years ago, but we had them on, and they said, you know, we're motivated by trying to help people do good things. We're not a GoFundMe thing. We look a lot like it, and people compare us to GoFundMe, but if you take a look at what we're doing, we are funding, we're helping people fund mission trips. We're helping people fund things to improve the community. And I said, oh, well, how cool is that? And I thought that was really nice. I gave him like a big time shout out, if you will. So long story short, a number of people said, well, why don't you set that up? So I have. And I just wanted to share that with you. I put it up on the social media. You can look for, I think it's Jeff Israel Mission or something like that. Jeff Israel Mission. Yeah, Jeff Israel. GiveSendGo.com/Jeff Israel Mission. So, I mean, you want to help out? That's great. And if you don't, that's okay as well. But I did want to let people know that I had done that because so many people had asked about that. It would be a way to help with this, and that'd be great. You know, that's all. And it is August the 18th that I'm going to be heading out. And it's rather quick, but I was chatting with people yesterday who have done similar trips. This is the third one that is being done based here in Richmond. And they said, look, every day is filled. There's no downtime. There is no downtime, and there are no beaches, and there are no bars. This is really, it's work. And you're going to come back, and for a couple of weeks, you're not going to want to talk to anybody. And I thought, well, that's kind of difficult, because my job is what it is, and well, you'll be able to do that, but it is life changing. I heard that over and over and over again. I heard it from men and women. I heard it from people who I know their politics. I'm going, I don't agree with you on this or that, or I do agree with you on this and that. And everybody had the same mindset when they returned. So I am looking forward to it, and I promise what I'll do is I'll try and do as much on the air. When John is back, I want to ask him if he wants me to pop up in the morning. Because I think with the time difference, I should be able to do that a little bit. I'm not going to be able to do a real honest-to-goodness remote broadcast because of where we're going and how we're getting there and all that stuff. But nonetheless, it's something that if you want to be involved with it, you can go and take a look at it. I will have all the stuff up on social media, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate everybody who's reached out so far. And can I say a very special thank you? I have so many special thank yous to give for last night. Billy Kane and his lovely bride Ginny actually came out to be part of this, and I was so happy to see them there. They're great people. Laura Sylvester, do you know Laura, the Pie Safe Baking Company, the absolute best baker in all of Central Virginia, was there. A friend of mine, Stacy is actually is the hair lady for the entire Katz family, but she came out. And there were a couple of other folks that I noticed, but I would be remiss if I did not mention one person in particular. And you know I talk about Jeremy all the time. I call him Germ because he said that's what his nickname is, and it's like, all right. So Jeremy came out last night because he wanted to, because he's a good dude, and came out and did video for it, and videoed the whole thing. I think we had two cameras shoot and all this. So it's going to be great, and yeah, I'm going to share it with you. When it's all kind of sliced and diced, we'll take out a lot of the hems and the haws, and it probably will make me look pretty good. At least that was Jeremy's assignment, but thank you so much, Germ, for coming in. Going out, rather, on a day you didn't have to do that because this was important, and it remains important. So thank you very much. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.